Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. If you're finding yourself feeling a little disconnected lately, maybe like your relationships aren't quite hitting that sweet spot, well, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving headfirst into the juicy world of building healthy relationships, because let's face it, those connections are what truly make life worth living. Think about it, a supportive friend who gets your crazy quirks, a partner who makes you laugh until your sides hurt, family who always has your back. These aren't just bonus points in life, they're the foundation of happiness and well-being. But building these strong connections isn't always easy, is it? It takes work, honesty, and a whole lot of self-awareness. So, buckle up because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate those relationships that truly nourish your soul. Firstly, communication is king. Ever felt like you're talking to a brick wall? Well, guess what? It might not be the other person's fault. Sometimes, we forget to actually listen. I mean really listen, not just waiting for our turn to speak. Try asking open-ended questions, showing genuine interest in what they're saying, and repeating back what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. It might sound simple, but it makes a world of difference. Secondly, vulnerability is your superpower. Remember that time you held back from sharing something important because you were afraid of judgment? Yeah, we've all been there. But letting your guard down and being authentically yourself, even when it's scary, allows for deeper connections. It shows trust, courage, and a willingness to be truly seen. Trust me, those who are brave enough to share their vulnerabilities often attract the most genuine and supportive people into their lives. Thirdly, boundaries are your best friend. Ever felt taken advantage of or like your needs weren't being met? Setting healthy boundaries is essential for any relationship. It's about knowing your limits, communicating them clearly, and respecting your own time, energy, and emotions. Think of it like this. Boundaries aren't about pushing people away. They're about creating space for both parties to thrive. Fourthly, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. We all make mistakes, right? Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Learn to forgive, both others and yourself, because it frees up emotional energy for building stronger connections. And finally, don't forget about the power of quality time. Life gets busy, but carving out dedicated time for your loved ones shows them that they're a priority. It could be a simple phone call, a shared meal, or a weekend getaway, whatever works best for you. Remember, it's not just about the quantity of time, it's about the quality and intention behind it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a close friend who's been going through a rough patch. Maybe they're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or even isolated. You know this person is important to you, but lately, you've been caught up in your own life and haven't reached out as much as you should. So, what do? You take action. You put aside some time, reach out with a genuine message of support, listen attentively when they share their struggles, and offer words of encouragement. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? This is where it all comes together. Open communication, vulnerability, healthy boundaries, forgiveness, and quality time. By implementing these strategies, you're not just helping your friend, you're strengthening the bond between you. And that, my friends, is a win-win situation. So, remember this. Building healthy relationships takes effort, but it's more than worth it. It's about creating a web of support and connection that helps us navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Don't underestimate the power of those meaningful connections. They truly are the foundation of a happy and fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement today to build healthier relationships in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And remember, keep moving forward, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.